time for Cigar Talk, the fastest growing cigar show in the nation. Whether you're a new cigar enthusiast or a cigar aficionado, we have something for everyone, bringing you the best interviews, cigar reviews. So grab yourself a cigar.
It's time to light them up.
Welcome back, Cigar Talk. I'm your host, Rob Jones. We got Brian Falconer, co-host, in the studio.
Hello.
How's it going, brother?
Man, it's doing good. Doing good, bro.
So, what do you think about this time of year? it's just crazy to me. You know what I mean? You jump into Thanksgiving, and then bam. It's automatically getting wound up for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's hyper. Everybody's tripping.
Yeah. I mean, I think stress levels go up a lot.
Not me. I remember Gabrielle was born. It was the first Christmas for her. She was born in June, so it was that December. I was chilling. I went shopping on the 23rd. I was like, man, I ain't getting caught up in all this craziness, man. It's just too much, man.
I don't get caught up in the shopping because I don't go shop.
Yeah. I had to. She was at home, and I'm the one to pick the nice gift, so...
Yeah, I don't do the shopping. My wife does all that, yeah. And she doesn't go shopping. She opens Amazon, and that's where it comes
from. It was just, to me, it's just something about nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's another day to me. It's another day. You know, people, it's just the reason for it. He wasn't born on the 25th, so you can go on with that lie. So it's just all about commercialism. Forcing you to spend more money. And that's what I don't get into. I'm like, I'm tired of this, man. My wife asked me yesterday, what you want for Christmas? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't care. Give me some cigars. That's all I can say. You know, other than that, I get what I want throughout the year. So don't bother me.
Yeah. And for me, it's like, if I need something, buy it. Yeah, don't need something, I'm probably not going to buy it.
Tell the truth. And one day out the year is not a reason for me to lose my mind and go try to find something. And I was just like, so I want her to tell me so I can do it with Miss B. Do Amazon.
Right.
Have it delivered. And there it is. Won't be a tree in my house. None of that stuff. I stopped that tree stuff a long time ago.
You don't have a tree.
Negative.
So what do you have?
Nothing.
You have zero
nothing.
Sign that it's Christmas.
Nothing. No lights, no tree,
what
no
about
nothing.
Thanksgiving?
Nothing.
No turkey?
Will we have?
I mean like decorations.
No.
So you're an anti-season guy.
Yeah. What for?
I mean, you're not a holiday guy.
There's something else I can spend that money on.
Well, I mean, I'm not arguing with you.
Something else I can spend that money on. I'm not, it's just not me. It's not. For what?
Yeah. To remind me that we're going to have turkey.
Mm-hmm. To remind me that I got to spend some money. That's what it is. Right. Nah, I'm good. Oh, you just a bah humbug. Yep. Just call me what you want to. I'm not getting over it. People kill themselves over this stuff every year. Why?
So are you having family in?
We were.
For Christmas?
We were.
And so you don't put up a tree just to be festive?
No. No, the family is the most important part. The tree ain't going to do nothing.
I know. I'm asking.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing none of that. I never done any of that stuff. When we used to go to my mom's house or my grandmother's house before I moved to Texas, I wasn't about the tree and all that other stuff.
But did they have a tree?
I'm trying to think. No, my mom had stopped that stuff. My grandmother had, last time I remember a tree was when I was in the 70s when they used to have the aluminum tree with the light up under it, with the different colors.
Yeah.
That was when I was getting Santa stuff then. But right? I don't remember my grandmother having a tree since the 70s.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, my grandparents died way, way back. Mm-hmm. So I really don't remember. Like, I don't remember having a Christmas tree at my grandmother's house since the 70s.
Yeah. In the 80s, my mom was still having it because my sisters were younger than me. I was going from, I was going to say middle, but it's not middle, junior high school to high school. So with me, I was like, I was telling the truth. I was like, man, there ain't no damn Santa Claus coming down. My sister was like, ooh. I was like, let me show you where the gifts are. And I take them down in the basement over there in that corner that was covered up with the blankets.
Crying?
Yeah. Oh, I can't, I was listening, I got in trouble for that, but I was like, just the truth. You're going to whoop me for telling the truth. And my mama looked at me. She just had this look like, ooh, I just want to knock you out.
And but how old were your sisters?
Because I'm 6 years older than Janine, 10 years older than Rashida, 12 years older than Erica. So they were young.
So you ruined it for the young
ones? The truth.
What a dick.
The truth. Mama and pop buy these stuff for us.
So, okay. All right. Well, let's flip it around, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you ever play the Santa game with your kids?
Nope.
Never.
I tried to tell them from the beginning. My ex-wife was like, I don't do that. It's like, I pay for this. Ain't nobody coming in. We don't even have a chimney. So, how you going to get in the house?
He has magic.
Yeah. He had the magic. If I'd open the door.
Hey, no. He, in his spare time, he's a cat house burglar.
Not in the projects, bro.
He knows how to get in.
Yeah. He just can't he leave.
Right. So,
no, man, nah. I would buy a lot of gifts for my kids. Yes. I would buy a lot of gifts for them. But as far as that Santa Claus and the rest, I'm like, you know, Santa Claus, I'm Santa Claus. It's, Gabrielle looked at me like, what? I'm Santa Claus. I'm buying all this stuff. And my ex-wife was like, you are just terrible. No, I'm not. I'm telling her the truth.
We had a thing where we bought our kids three gifts apiece. And it was, and they got to pick from categories. And the categories was read, write, and want.
I can dig that.
We were going to get you to, you were going to be
read,
reading something.
Something to write.
Something to write. And then
one gift. One gift is one.
And that's how we did it.
Yeah. Nah. Mm-mm. I listen. I tell them to give me a list. Oh, this is for something. No, it ain't. It's for me. And I go to Toys R Us. Me and Jeffrey were real cool. You remember the giraffe?
The giraffe. Yeah.
Me and Jeffrey was real cool. So I go in there and just buy all this stuff and come on. And I wouldn't take the time to hide it. My ex-wife would be like, oh, I got to put it here. I got to say, yeah, you got to put it here. Because if it was up to me, we just wrap this stuff and just put it down. She's like, that ain't.
What did y'all do with it?
She hid stuff.
I know, but why didn't you wrap it and put it under the tree?
Because our custom was the tree was empty until Christmas Eve.
Oh, really?
And when you went to bed, there were presents out there that we said we were giving to each other. And then when you woke up, all the rest of the stuff was there. That's to
but
make
there was no Santa.
But there was no Santa. So I was Santa.
Why would I have to
you know why?
Put it and all out that morning?
Here's all the truth to it also. Because they were like, well, what kind of cookies does Santa? I was like, I like peanut butter.
Yeah, but
so
but,
they had to put out peanut butter cookies. They were for, it was me.
But why didn't you just put them out always?
I wanted to. But my ex-wife, she wasn't on that. She wanted to try to keep that fake illusion that I'd already told the truth. So what are you doing? You just lying to him.
Well, you're making me work.
Making her work.
On Christmas Eve.
Oh, because I was the one that had to put everything out.
Right.
I had to go put everything together and put it out. So I was up all night long. They come in there. We got presents. I was like, as long as you ain't say Santa brought you.
I'd be like, go back to bed.
That's the way I felt. I ain't going to lie to you. That's the way I felt. But no, go out there and let them play with their toys for about 2 or 3 hours. And it's okay. After we ate, time to go back to sleep. Take one toy in the room with you. Time to go to sleep.
Yeah, you know, my kids never did the whole getting up at the butt crack of dawn.
Mine did.
And so that was nice. Like, usually my kids were getting up on Christmas morning like 8:30.
This is how weird it is. I didn't believe in Santa at a young age.
Like how old?
I'm going to say about 6-7 years old.
And just let me just go ahead and say right now, Orlando, sorry, bud. There is no Santa.
There is no Santa. But that was just me. And I asked my mama, I said, to prove it. She's like, well, what do you mean? I said, if he doing all this stuff going around every night, when do you use the bathroom? And my mama got quiet, and she couldn't say nothing. So that 23rd, 24th to the
23rd. He just hangs it out the side of the sleigh.
Well, she didn't think like that. But
hangs his butt over the edge.
She woke me up Christmas morning and took me to the bathroom. And on the back of the toilet was a little Volkswagen car. She said, see, he do use the bathroom. And I looked, I was like, yeah, right.
So I will tell you that we did the whole Santa thing.
You did?
Oh, nah. Yeah. And I sold it. Like I
can believe it. I can believe it.
I Photoshopped Santa in our house.
Lord. Oh, Lord.
I was like, look, I got up in the middle of the night. Santa was here and I got a picture.
Nope.
Oh, dude. Nope. I mean, it was like,
nope.
Anybody would have believed
nope.
it.
Nope. Not happy.
If you would have saw the picture, you would have thought Santa was yeah. real.
Nope. I know he's not real. I was sitting there like, man, forget that. That's why I'm asking my son and my daughter. I said, what y'all going to do this Christmas? I said, first of all, Alana's only one. So she's really not going to understand it. Bryson is, he's just months old. He ain't even going to be a month. He'll be a month old. Yeah, he'll be a month old. No, he won't, because he was born this month. Luke will be a month old. I said, they're not going to understand this. I said, so, but when they get like 4 or 5, what are you going to be? Oh, well, I said, yeah, because you know the truth. What are you going to, you going to tell them a lie? And my daughter, that's my youngest daughter, by my ex-wife, she's like, Daddy, I ain't telling no lie. As long as he want to believe it, he can believe it. The day he asked me the question, I'm going to tell him the truth. I was like, I love you. I love you.
But are they going to go through the charade until he asks?
Because the husband, well, not the husband, but my youngest daughter's fiance, he wants to continue that facade. And then I think Brian just wants to do it because of Alana, his daughter. He wants to give, you know, that smile and stuff. I was like, but dude, tell her the truth. You doing this. You the one out here playing with electrical wires every day so you can buy this stuff once a year. Come on now.
But you do that all year long.
All year long.
Well, I'm saying.
So,
but
what is today? What's so different about the 25th? Nothing.
Santa Claus came.
Get the hell out of here. Santa Claus didn't come. It's a lie.
I understand your frustration. I understand part of your thinking. I don't agree with it 100%, but I also don't disagree. Because, like, you know, for me, I was cool with all of it until they started getting a little older, and I was like, all right, we're done with the whole facade, the jumping around, having tricks, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, here's the way I see it is, it ain't hurting nothing.
It's a lie.
And okay. When I sit back. And is that, you never told a lie?
I try to tell my kids not to lie. So why would I lie to them? And that's the same thing with the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy. No, I was like, yeah, I gave you that dollar. And they looked at me. I was
nobody came in here and gave you that. Nobody ever believed in the Easter Bunny. No, you know
you
what?
Come on. Running around here You got kids running around here believing in the Easter Bunny, dude.
I don't think so. They think there's leprechauns on, you know, Irish Day.
What Irish Day?
You know, what is that?
St. Patrick's?
Yeah.
I didn't play that up neither.
Well, right. But I'm just saying. So, Easter Bunny, the leprechaun.
You got people making their kids believe this stuff, man. And I'm not one of them. I've never been one of them.
And part of that I respect, and then part of it I'm like, well, you know, you take away some fun stuff. That
what fun? So they still gonna get the toys?
Yeah, but you're taking away the make believe.
What make believe? It's a lie. Make believe is a lie.
I disagree with that.
How?
I think make believe is a lot of creativity. That
I don't stifle creativity, but I don't want you to believe that a white man is coming into our house.
He's white?
Because that's what all they saw was white Santa Claus.
I've seen black ones.
Yeah, I have too. And you try to explain that to him. Well, which one is real?
Both of them. When he comes down my chimney, he's white. And when he comes down yours, he's black.
So why is he black now? What happened?
He's at your home.
And they're still not. Why is that?
He's magic.
Yeah, right. And he ain't real.
He's one of all of us.
And he ain't real.
No, I get what you're saying. I'm just saying that I don't think that
I'm not going
you're
down
wrong,
that trip.
And I don't think that you're right.
I'm not going. I didn't go down that road. I went down there for a certain amount of time. And I was like, nah, nope. And I think Gigi, which is the youngest, she was 3 when I told the truth to all of them. So if it affected anybody, it affected her, and she didn't trip off of it. She didn't trip off of it.
Well, of course not. A kid is not going to flip out on you because you told him something.
From then on, it was like, Daddy, I want this for Christmas. Daddy, I want that for Christmas. Okay. All right. You know who doing this. All right. I'm cool with that.
Right.
I'm cool with that. But ain't no magical man going to pop. First of all, ain't no man going to pop up in my house, or your mama going to have a problem. She going to have a problem.
Who is?
Their mother.
Why?
Because if a man pop up in my house, what are you here for?
Well, if he's got a big bag with toys.
Yeah, what toys? Where you get them toys? Where are my toys at?
I got one for you.
See, that's the problem. He brought that toy.
I got that one for you.
He brought that toy. Yeah, it's a problem.
No, if I'm your Santa, I'm just going to hand you a cigar. Look what I got for you.
That's a blessing.
Look what I got for you. Come on now. You know Santa's real. Smoke that motherfucker.
That cigar is real. But your ass got to go. Nah, bro. Mm-mm. Flying reindeer. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, what's wrong with that?
They ain't never seen a flying reindeer.
No, I've never seen one. And
they never will.
But I've never seen in person Charlie Brown.
And he ain't real neither.
Right. But is it, should I not be allowed to
see that's analogy? Around? That's analogy you can't bring up right now because we know
you
that
don't like Charlie Brown.
No, because the cartoons that we watched, we knew they weren't real, but they've changed cartoons now because the children started believing that the stuff was real and they were doing the things that they were doing. That's why you don't have the Looney Tunes, the same Looney Tunes as we watched.
I don't know of any kids that did
watch. Dude,
you tell me a kid that watched Looney Tunes and then went and killed somebody.
It's enough of them out there. The same thing with wrestling. They thought that what they were doing in the WWE was real, and they were killing their brothers and sisters.
So you don't think they should have guns in Looney Tunes?
I didn't have a problem with it.
I taught my kids
that's not real. You shoot somebody, they're not coming back.
I didn't teach my kids that. My parents didn't teach me that. Because I just knew that.
Yeah, they didn't have to teach us that.
I didn't need someone to explain it to me.
The same way you don't have to explain to somebody that if you go to McDonald's and buy a damn coffee, it's hot. But you had a motherfucker that spilled the shit on herself and then sued.
Well, it wasn't, first of all, she wasn't an MF-er.
Oh, well, she's a father fucker.
She was 80.
She still was a father fucker. She had children.
If you saw the gruesome pictures, she didn't sue for $80 million. She sued for medical, and that's it. And the people or the jury or whoever made the amount, they awarded her that.
But the point is, she knew it was hot. You have to do certain things with it. If I wasted coffee in my lap, I knew it was a mistake. Now, if the person working at McDonald's handed it to her and it failed before she got control of, hell yeah, McDonald's is liable for that. But once she put it in her hand.
Did you know that the coffee machine that they had in that particular shop was malfunctioning and it was 15 degrees hotter than all other coffee?
15 degrees is not going to burn you any worse
unless it's
285 is no difference from 300.
Yeah, but coffee's at 185, not 285.
That's 100 degrees. You said 15. So that's right. 185 to 200. There's no difference. 185 would have gave her the same burn. I'm a medic. 185 would have gave her the same burn 200.
I think as a medic, you wouldn't know that information.
Yes, you do know. You have to know that information between first degree, second degree, and third degree burns.
What causes third degree? What temperature range?
Anywhere from 200 and up, because now it goes below the dermis and the epidermis.
So it was supposed to be 185, and it was 15 degrees hotter. That goes into what you're saying is third degree burn.
And 185 will give it to you also. It'll blister it up to the point.
You said 200, so what range is third degree burns?
They say 200, but 185 will do the exact same thing.
So it's actually lower than what they say.
Mm-hmm. Everything is.
So why would it would seem like it would be higher, not lower?
Nah.
So what if it was 275? I mean, 175, would that be third degree burns?
Depending on where it hit. Because you have certain forms of tissue that will not burn as deeply at 175. You can get into shit. People get into fucking what's the name's almost at 150.
What's 150? Oh, you mean like a hot tub?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think the hottest hot tub is probably going to be maybe like 95.
No.
I mean, I could be wrong. I'm not an expert on hot tubs. Well, you know what? Let's ask Siri. She knows. Hey, Siri. She's as smart as. Hey, Siri. How hot is the water in a hot tub?
100 to 102.
Yeah, so, 150 would, dude, that would fry you.
You had to get off of there. It was picking up your words.
I don't know what temperature cooking me, but I know when I cook a steak, at 130 is when you're cooking a steak.
Yeah, the external.
Right. But no, the internal. I use my thing, and when it says the internal is 130.
And is it pink still?
Yes, but it's cooking.
Brown is when you go, which is what do they call it? Well done is when it's burnt all the way through.
That's at 160. So if you put a human in a hot tub at 150, you're going to be medium well.
Yeah, medium well. I've seen them at 150, though. I didn't get in.
You have not ever seen a hot tub at 150 unless you were at some kind of satanic cult where they were cooking people.
Wasn't cooking people.
Oh, well, yes, they were. if you had people in a hot tub at 150,
people.
You were cooking people.
I try to remember, what is the temperature of my, on the water at home?
You have a hot tub?
No.
Oh.
I'm talking about from my,
your cooking?
Hot water tank.
Oh. I know we have ours set on 110.
110.
And, like, it's steaming coming out.
My wife loves it at that temperature. She, the hotter the better. I can't stand it.
I like it at, like, probably 95.
I don't even want it at 95.
I'm good at 95.
It's too hot.
No.
To me, it is. Too hot.
So, I'm saying the 15 degrees makes a difference.
Yeah, from... I'll leave it alone.
I'm just saying.
I'll leave it alone.
Well, that's not fair. You can't leave it alone.
Because, yes, I can, because with 1 degree, you go from almost freezing to freezing. Because at 33, it may not freeze, but at 32, we know water will freeze.
All right, here we go. Most adults will suffer third-degree burns at 150 degrees. So I know they didn't have a hot tub unless they were cooking.
Yeah, it might have been cooking them then.
You were, I mean, I don't know if you ate there, but you would have been served up some human roast. Just saying, 150 degrees is third-degree burn. So I don't know what, like, do they have levels of third-degree burns?
Trying to remember.
You know what I mean? Like, I know it's 1, 2, and 3, but do they have like 3.2, 3.8, mm-hmm. almost 4, mm-hmm. but there is no 4, so mm-hmm. we're going to do 3.9?
As I know, a sauna is anywhere between 150 and 195.
That's air temperature.
Still heat. That's the same thing as being in an oven.
Yeah, I agree. I've been in a sauna before.
Me too.
And it's...
It's hard.
But when you're breathing that air...
Oh, God.
It's like... They have a lot of humidity in there. You know what I mean?
It's hot.
But I don't think...
I can't take that.
I don't think you could cook in a sauna like you could in a hot tub. You know what I mean? It's like putting a chicken in a sauna versus putting a chicken in a crock pot. It's not the same. At least I don't think so. But I'm not a professional chef.
You don't let people tell you that when you're out there on that black... What is it? The Blackstone?
Oh, my, is it called Blackstone?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I think it is. It is. Blackstone.
It is Blackstone.
Dude, I haven't cooked on that thing in like 8 months.
Why not? It was hot enough still outside to cook.
Oh, it was too hot.
Yeah. I mean, you was out there cooking when it was too hot.
A couple of times. I mean, but dude, when it gets to be over 100 degrees, I just don't want to be out there. And we had a lot of days over 100 degrees.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's nice out, I like to light up a cigar, pour me a bourbon, and get out there and do some cooking. But when it's 105, I don't want to be standing over a 230-degree burner.
I just, it's a difference for me here because it's the heat without the humidity. And it's... it's just different for me.
Do you like it better or you dislike it more?
I kind of dislike it more. Maybe because I was just used to humidity.
Yeah.
Coming from where I was. But it was like when I first got down here, it was like, God, this heat is something else. It's just dry heat.
Well, and the thing about it is, like, when you're in the places where it's humid, it's not normally over 100 degrees. It's just so freaking hot with that humidity that it feels like it's 140 degrees because you never quit sweating.
And that's the thing people get, the myth about up there in the St. Louis area. We get over 100 degrees. We get over 100 degrees for a couple of months, but not here, where it was continuous for 90 days.
Right. So not 52 days out of 90. Oh,
God, that was, ooh, my Jesus, that was.
Because, like, even in Houston, normally it's in the 90s to, you know, mid-90s and to 98, 99, sometimes 100. But here, it's just 100 every day, and it gets old. Man.
But it's just, it's a difference. But in the end, I just believe that you can do it a little bit differently. And that's just coming all the way back around to the Santa Claus in the seasons.
Here comes Brian. Right down Brian's lane.
Way off of that.
That was a rabbit hole.
For real. So, that kept branching off.
Let's tell everybody what we're smoking.
Well, I was smoking a Padron 1926.
And was that a number one? It looked like a number one.
Yeah, it was.
It's like a 6.5 by 52.
Yes, sir.
Correct. Yeah, that's a nice stick. Correct. That's a very good stick. And now, then you're fixing the light up.
Craft 2022. Payback.
Man. Lovely stick, bro. Lovely stick. I love Roma Craft. You really do. I do. You are a, Roma they have like the weasels.
Yes. I'm a be a weasel.
You're not a weasel.
I'm a bee.
No, you're not ever going
to
be a
weasel. Why? Because of everything you got to go through to do it.
You're the Roma. you are the, let me think of the right term here.
Oh, Lord. I think I just set myself
you
up.
You are the Roma maniac.
Why maniac?
Oh, because when you get one, you look like a maniac.
I'll accept that.
You get all excited.
Very. Especially depending on which.
And I tell you what. Damn. Are those 5x50s? Because they look a little bit longer than 5.
They are.
Are they 5.5 maybe?
5.5x50. But
I'm guessing. I don't know. But that is a good stick. And dude, you think about that. This is December 12th.
Mm-hmm. You held it that long.
And I got that like May 15th.
Yep, in May.
So.
Amazing.
You know what? I wanted to save the whole box for a year. We knew that wasn't going to happen. But hey.
He made it 6 months.
I've still got more in the humidor. I'm down to 3. I have 3 left. And
I got 2. 2 left.
I was hanging out on a HERF. You don't know this, but we've been doing HERFs, some guys from the Discord and from the Patreons, and we've been playing poker.
Oh, okay.
So we get on the Zoom, and we have a HERF like normal, but then we do like another screen where we have poker stars, and we're playing poker. So all I can tell you at this point is if you want to make money, then all you have to do is make sure Orlando shows up.
Why?
He loves to go all in, and I've never seen him win.
Wow. Not learning from it?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. The first week we played, he went all in 3 times, and it was against me all 3 times, and I took all of his money. And then last week, he comes back, and his very first hand, he bets 2,000. I raise it 4,000, and then he goes all in. And then I went all in, and he was surprised when I had a boat, a full house.
Yeah.
And it was like, dude, your very first hand.
And you're broke.
And you're broke.
You're broke.
You know, they give you free money, but you only have so much. Yeah. So then Orlando can't play. He just has to watch.
Wow.
And we make fun of him.
They're tyrants of the games.
Hey, but if you like hanging out and smoking cigars and playing poker, come by the Discord. We're going to be doing that pretty regular, getting together and smoking, having bourbon, and playing cards. It's a good time.
I'll see.
I know you don't play poker, but you should try it. It's fun just to hang out and take Orlando's money. that makes it worth it, Yeah.
Did it show his hand?
I think he had, he either had a pair or 2 pair.
And he went all in on that. Even I know, because with 2 pair, 3 of a kind beats that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because what does it go up?
You have high card.
Yep. No, I'm talking about
pair.
High card pair. Okay.
High card first. Uh-huh. So pair. I mean, if nobody has anything, whoever has the highest card
wins.
And then it goes to a pair. Uh-huh. And then it goes to 2 pair. Uh-huh. And then it goes 3 of a kind.
Okay.
And from there, I believe it is straight, flush, a boat, a straight flush, and then 4 of a kind, and then, of course, a royal flush.
Royal flush. Okay.
So, I may have missed one. I don't think I did, but that's pretty much it. But, you know, you don't even have to know exactly, because the machine's going to do it for you.
Gotcha.
Just gotcha. You should know that when two not to pair go. Is not going to win with all in, okay? And then, you know, what's funny is when it flips over and it shows I win, he's like, oh, I didn't think you had anything.
He's being an asshole. No, he's a poker player.
Hey, you know what?
What's that?
Sometimes it was like the other night I was playing and Zeka beat me on a hand, and he didn't hardly have anything. Uh-huh. He beat me, and I had less than that. I was like, well, sometimes you get caught with your hand in the cookie jar.
No, bro.
We have a lot of fun. Hey, tonight's show is a special show, and wow, did we take a long time to get here. We're going to do our top 25 cigars of the year, and I don't know how Bryant did his, but mine are not in any order. Last year, I did them from top to bottom or bottom to top.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing that this year.
Okay, you're just giving us 25 of your
I got best. One bonus, so I'm doing 26. Overachiever.
Change the rules at the last moment.
I'm not changing the rules.
Dude, you said 25. You didn't say 26.
I know. I did 25, and then when I counted them, I had 26.
Someone had to go.
Not taking any out of there. If they made the list, they made the list.
That is a cheater, man. You can't beat a house.
Nope. Oh, wait. I thought you said you can't beat the house.
No, you can't be the house.
I'm always the house.
Nah, that's the problem.
I'm always the house. Anyway, before we dive in, let's talk about our sponsors.
Yes, sir.
We got Tabanero Cigars.
Yes, sir.
And I smoked two earlier today. And let me tell you what, if you're not smoking Tabanero Cigars, you got to try them. Look down in the show notes. You'll see a link for Tabanero Cigars. You can go by their website, check them out. And, I mean, they've got good cigars.
Good. I like the way you said that. Good.
You know, my cousin messaged me the other day, and he's like, hey, I was fixing to order me some cigars, and what would you recommend? I was going to buy probably like 10 Tabaneros or something, and I was like, sounds good to me.
You're not going to miss that one.
And, you know, he is a very new cigar smoker, and he likes the Connecticuts, just started smoking the Sun Growns, and I'm like, dude, that is a very good journey for you to start with.
Yes. Great starting point.
Absolutely. And then, you know, he's my same cousin that just bought a Case Elegance Octador.
Yes, sir.
And I thought it was so funny because he's like, hey, what kind of humidor do I need? And I was like, here's the link.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, okay, cool. And he's like, yeah, I found one I'm going to buy. It's the Octador. And I was like, well, here's a code. You want to get 10% off?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he bought a $200. That's $20.
Yep.
And so, Case Elegance, Tabanero, if you're looking for great cigars or if you're looking for a quality humidor, not some piece of crap.
Yes, sir.
And I'm trying to think, do you know of another brand of humidors that makes quality?
No.
Like, what's a brand name that you
know? I don't know.
I only know of one.
What's that?
Ashton.
Okay.
They make real high end, but you know what? They are very pricey, too.
So you're going to pay. You're going to pay.
Yeah. I picked out a Ashton humidor about 5 years ago for my brother-in-law, and it was like $450. Mm. And it was super nice. It was quality, but I mean, it didn't hold any more cigars than what your humidor holds.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And you got quality.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So, I mean, to me, I mean, Ashton makes quality humidors, but wow, what I get for Case Elegance is going to be way less money and just as good a quality, if not better.
Yes, sir.
So, and you know what? They've got prices across the board. I mean, they got a $60 humidor. Mm-hmm.
That's a quality $60 humidor.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're looking online and you're looking at, you know, $40-$50 cigar humidors,
wasting your money.
I mean, you might as well wrap your cigars in money.
Yeah. Or just be better off with Tupperware.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Yep.
I mean, if you're not going to buy Case Elegance, then put them in Tupperware because you're going to be better off than putting it in a piece of crap.
That's correct. That's correct.
We've all, unfortunately, gone through the crappy humidors.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
I bought a pretty one, and you know what? It wouldn't hold humidity, and I thought I was doing something wrong.
Yeah,
you need the whole time.
It's the product, not you.
Right, because, I mean, you know, you think. And you know what's funny is I used to think that I could build one. I'm glad I never did because I didn't know anything about humidors.
I can see you.
I just thought, you know what? You make a wood box
and put cedar in it.
Well, I was going to make it out of cedar. Mm-hmm. But what I found out through Case Elegance is you don't give it any room to breathe if you do that. Yeah. Well, I don't know that. You know, I think if I just make a nice wooden box, I got a good humidor.
No, sir. No, sir.
And then I tried to make one of my own giant humidors. That was a disaster.
Leave it to the professionals.
Oh, man. So if you're looking for cigars or humidors, or they've got other stuff, too.
Yes.
But I call it the man stuff.
Yes, sir. Swag.
But they got it all. But check down the show notes. There's links to both. Show notes. And then I guess we'll just dive in. How do you want to do this? Do you want to do all of yours?
Yeah.
And then all of mine?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So I'm going first.
Well, you know, you just said yeah.
Number 25, the Monte Cristo number 2.
Which one is that?
Yeah, I gave you one.
What color is the band on it?
The gold, and it's gold and black, I think.
Okay.
I
remember. Okay.
Number 24, Aladino Patton.
Okay. Nice.
That was the one that the Riverman gave me, and then I got another one. Mm-hmm. Oh, my Jesus. Delicious. 23, My Father Le Bijou, 1922.
Okay.
Never fall on that. 23. 22 is the Monte Cristo White Churchill. You didn't like that one.
No, I didn't really care
for that one. 21, Plasencia Alma de Fuego Conception.
Now, which one is that?
I got to bring it up because it's the...
The Conception?
Mm-hmm.
What color's the band? You should have this ready. Like, all these the pictures, pages.
But I have a list now.
Look at that nice burn you got on that aroma.
Yes, sir.
By the way, I'm smoking a Aging Room Pura Sepa.
Pura Sepa?
Mm-hmm.
I've never had that one. What the heck?
Well, you know, you are on Android.
Go on with that.
That is something that we were talking about earlier.
Go on with that. Go on with that, bruh. It's the orange and white.
I don't know that I've had that one. Let me see the picture of that. I don't think I have. Oh, that's red. That's not orange.
It looks...
That cigar's on my
red,
list, too.
Red, yeah. Red.
But...
Now I got to get back to my list.
All right. All right, well, let you get back on yours.
20. I'll stop at 20, then you do 5.
Okay.
Do it like that? Okay. Number 20 was the Monte Cristo 1935 Anniversary Nicaragua, the one that you...
Gave you.
Yeah, and you like, and I like also. That's my first 5.
All right. My first one is going to be the Fonseca by My Father's.
Yes.
And I like it in the 5 3/4 by 42. Mm. Great freaking stick. And it's right around the $10 price point. The next one is the Aurora, the first 20 years. And I had it in the 6 by 46. Dude, that is a great cigar.
I don't know if I had.
I had that while I was down in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, that was good. That was, yeah, that one definitely good. The next one for me is the La Galera 1936 box press.
Yeah.
And it's in a 5.5 by 46, and it's about $10.
Okay.
The next one is the Casa Cuba Double Trace Corona, which comes in a 5.5 by 44, and it's about $12. And, you know, that's a Fuente cigar, the Casa Cuba.
Sorry. What? No, that's my number 19.
Oh, that one is?
Yep.
Really? That was 4 for me. Yeah. The next one is the Cavalier B2 Viso Jalapala.
That's with the gold on there?
It's like a gold diamond on it, but it's the only one that has like a gray band because this
I know which one you're talking about now. Yeah.
It's the only one that they're using with the Jalapa blend in it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's my first five.
19, y'all already heard the Casa Cuba.
Okay. Okay.
18 will be the Sin Compromiso.
Okay.
17, Hoya de Nicaragua Antonio, which is the Connecticut. 16, Undercrown 10. 15, the Aladino Cameroon Elegante.
Say that one again.
Aladino Cameroon Elegante.
Good smoke.
That's the next five. Go ahead.
All right. The first one on the list is going to be the Arturo Fuente Hemingway. Mm. And I like it in the 6x46, which I believe is the signature. The next one I have on the list is the Crowned Heads Yellow Rose.
For real?
Oh, yeah. Mm. You know Jay's got them back in the shop, by
the way. I didn't know he had them back.
Yeah. Oh. And they're going fast. Then I'm going to go with the Romacraft Neanderthal Genetic Deformity.
Yeah, I can see you with that.
That's a 4.2 by 52. It's about $10, $12. I think it's 10. Then we're going to go back to Crowned Heads with the Mildias 6x46. And then we're going to go back to Arturo Fuente for the Don Carlos number 3, which I like the 5.5x44.
Okay.
That's a really good one. In fact, I got one of those aging.
Okay.
I think that's 5 for me. Okay. Go for it.
14, the Alec and Bradley Kintsugi. Remember one?
I know which one it is. I don't care for it.
I know.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I've seen it on other top 20, top 25 lists, like, and I'm like, that's not, but, you know, it's not to me.
I got you. Number 13, the Perez Carrillo Pledge. Number 12, the Romacraft Baca Series.
Okay.
It doesn't matter which one. Yes.
You don't care what it is.
I don't care which one it is.
It could be a pencil dick, and you're going to smoke it.
If it's a Baca. If it's a
Baca. All right, fair enough.
Now, where am I at? Number 11, Liga Privada H99. Mm. And then number 10, and the only reason it's at number 10 is because it's hard to get the Romacraft Wanderlust.
Okay. For me, the next one on my list is going to be the Tatuaje Faustos, and I love it in the 6.5x48. Mm. Like that, that's the perfect vitola for that cigar for me. The next one is the Southern Draw Firethorn.
I haven't had that one.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. It's
where can I get it?
I don't know. I'll let you know.
Because you didn't get it at the link. That's what I'm saying.
I think I got it in Lubbock.
Okay. Okay.
And so the next one on mine is the Padron 1926 series, the number 35, which is a 4x48. Mm-hmm. And I think it's like $14. Mm. So $14-$15 for a 1926.
That's good.
That's real good. And then the next one was the Plasencia Alma de Fergo, which you already named that one, but I did it in the 550, and that cigar is about $12 to $14 bucks.
And I messed up because I went too far, so I'm only going to do 4 this time.
Okay, well, I haven't finished having
it. You haven't? Yeah, no. I thought you did.
No.
I thought it was 5.
No, that was 1, 2, 3, 4.
4, okay.
The next one on my list is the Padron 1926 number 1.
Number 1.
That's a 6.75 inch by 54 mm-hmm. box press. I like the Maduro, and I think that was about $30.
Yes, sir.
Now that's 5.
Now I got to do 4 because I did 6 the last time. Number 9 comes in at the Arturo Fuente Opus X. Number 8 is the 60 by Rocky Patel. No, you're not gonna like that. That was number 7. Number 6. It's the Alec Bradley Fine and Rare 2021.
I started to put that one on my list, and then I didn't.
Okay.
Just because I knew it was going to be on yours. Because
I smoked a lot of them this year.
Yeah,
smoked a lot of them this year.
The next one on my list is the Oliva Serie V 135th anniversary edition. Mm. And, you know, they say it's a 5.5 by 54, but, you know, it's shaped like a baseball bat.
Gotcha.
You know, it starts small, gets regular width, and then I think it stays that regular width all the way up. So to me, it looks like a bat. Anyway, then my next one on the list is the My Father Lee Bijou 1922. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I prefer the Petit Robusto at 4.5 by 50. That is a knockout cigar for me. Then I go to the Fiero Tego Metropolitan Host, and that was a 5.5 by 44.
I've never smoked that one either.
I smoked that one at TPE, and it was given to me by Michael Herklotz, the owner dude.
Okay.
Then the next one is the Tabernacle number 142. And I had that in the 5.25 by 46. And that's about a $13 cigar, maybe 14. I think that's five. Yeah. Is that five?
Yeah.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Nope. I got one more. Green Hornet by Blackwork Studio.
I haven't had that either.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Have you had any of the, you know,
no,
they
Blackwork? No, I haven't.
Well, you know, they have them at the Leaf.
I did not know that either.
Killer Bee.
No, I haven't. Man, I'm at, so that's why I love the Leaf. I can go find.
So you know where the My Father's are?
Yes,
when
sir.
First when walk in. You just go straight to the left on that same shelving, and you'll see all of it.
Okay.
You know where the Dissidents are. Mm-hmm. It's in that same area.
Okay.
And then that's five.
Okay, my top five for 2022. Starting off at number five was the Roma Craft 2022. Great sticks.
I also didn't put that on my list because I knew you were going to have it.
My number four was the one that you just said, the Oliva V-Series 135.
And for the price on that cigar, dude,
yes.
$10 stick.
And it is a great stick, man. My number three, you already said, I was smoking one at the beginning, was the Padron 1926 series, the Maduro, the number one.
Right.
Love it. This is number two. And the reason it's number two is because I can't get the ones that were the original release. I smoked as many as I could this year. Now they have that new one that came out, and it's just not the same to me. And that's the CAO Amazon Basin.
So that's your number two?
Yes, my number two.
Okay.
Number one, Padron 1964 Anniversary, Maduro.
Nice. Okay. I'm down with all those. For me, my, and like I said, I'm not doing mine in order.
I know.
So the next one on my list is the AJ Fernandez San Latano Dominicano.
Good stick.
And I smoke it in the 6x52.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going with the Aganorsa Signature Selection Torpedo 6x52. Mm-hmm. And then I'm with the Padron Anniversary 1964 Hermoso. I smoked one earlier today. and then I have the Casa Cuba Divine Inspiration.
That's your stick.
Oh. Yeah. Carlito, send me some of those, baby.
That's your stick.
Yeah, and it comes in a 5.5x44. Mm. Perfect.
Mm.
And then we also both had this one on our list. It is the Monte Cristo 1935.
You know, just for Monte Cristo to make your list.
And you know what?
Even though it's the honorable mention one.
I bought those two different times.
Yes, you did.
And so I also want to give a precursor. We agreed before we did our list that we would not put our sponsor cigar companies on the list because we didn't want them to say, oh, you're just saying that because they're your sponsor, even though I promise you multiple cigars that both of them make would be on my top 25.
Mine too.
I don't think that you can have a true top 25
that doesn't have a
if you don't include sticks that you smoke daily.
Yes. The Tabernero and the McAuliffe's.
I mean, daily, weekly for sure. I mean, I can promise you that I don't go more than 2 days smoking either one of them.
Mm. I fall into that same, and then I'm upset because the Grande Bowl is leaving, so I'm losing my stick. But there are others that they make that are just as great, that are just as flavorful.
What are you missing? What are you losing?
The Grande Bowls that the what's the name that I smoked? The
Grande Bowl. Oh, the Sumatra.
Sumatra. I'm sitting out. The coffee was on my mind. I'm like,
yeah. I know you love the Sumatra.
Oh man. But it's leaving.
You know what I say?
Buy all I can.
Buy all you can. And
that's what I'm doing.
I mean, from what I hear, they're going to be discounting them to get them out the door.
So I'll be down to the ones I'm buying now. I'm not getting discounted. So when I get more, hopefully they're at that discounted rate by then.
You'd be calling up stores and be like, hey, what kind of deal can we make?
I'll buy 10.
Right.
Send them.
So anyway, guys, that's our top 25 list. And I mean, you know, when you think about, like, I don't know exactly how you came up with your list, but like my list was not just like what I would think would be the best of the best. My list is the best 25 that I smoked this year.
And that's the way I look at it.
And so you're going to find a lot of cigars that are just as good, if not better, but maybe they're 2 times, 3 times the cost. Because, I mean, I'm not out there smoking $40, $50 cigars all the time. So I basically based it on what I smoked and what 25 cigars I thought was the best that I've smoked.
Gotcha. And I just based it off because I take pictures of all my sticks. And certain ones that I love, I put in a different folder. And that's what I did. I just went back through that folder. And I looked and I was like, yeah, I love this one. And this one tastes like that. It was just pulling them out of that separate folder. So,
and that makes it good.
Yeah.
I do kind of the same thing, but Apple works different. So it's way better. Oh, I'm just messing with you.
Man, don't forget about the McAuliffe Minute.
Oh, I'm not forgetting about the McAuliffe Minute. In fact, you know what? Before we go, I also need to tell everybody who won last week's competition or trivia question. And so you remember in the episode when we did the question that I said if you said two damn many, that would correct. And so anyway, we had a number of people that guessed 5, 7, nobody guessed 9.
Thank you.
And a shit ton of people did put in too damn many. And so I counted all of those as correct as and with number 7.
Yeah, because it's 7 of them.
Because you have 7.
It's Alana, Joy. Correction, go back. It's Avery, Joy, Alana. Then we got Tyson, Carter, DeLuca, and Bryson.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, anyway, this week's winner is Eric Nelson.
Eric Nelson, okay.
So, anyway, I'm sending him a message right now. You won.
You won.
So in case he, you know, only listened to the show one time ever, now he knows he won.
Congratulations, Eric.
So we have this week's question.
Okay.
And it's about Santa Claus.
Oh, God. I'm out of this one, folks.
The question is, should you pretend there's a Santa Claus with your children?
Whose answer are they going to take? Yours or mine?
No, wait. There's 3 answers.
Okay.
A is yes. B is no. And C is be a dick like Bryant.
So and the answer is C.
We're not trying to make it hard, folks. Yeah. Be a dick like Bryant.
I'll accept that. I'll accept that.
All right. I'm excited to see how the answers come in.
I'm going
to
be a dick like Bryant.
In fact, there shouldn't even be two answers. It should be A, yes, and
B, be a dick
like Bryant. That, you know what? Take B and change it to that, and that's all there is. And that's what we're going to put in the show notes.
Oh, my God. Show notes.
All right, man. Well, hey, fun show.
Yes, sir.
And next week is our 4-year anniversary.
Yes.
Four years. What a ride.
Four years. Yes, sir.
So what I want to say about that also is tell your friends that smoke cigars about us.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's the only way we grow. Like, I spend money on advertising on a regular basis, and I don't know if any of you ever heard any of our ads. If you heard one of our ads on another show, let me know. Or am I just pissing money out the window? You know what I mean? Or, you know, if there's one dude that's like, I heard it on another podcast, and be like, that's not worth it, bro. Yeah,
it's not worth it.
But anyway, that's going to wrap up this week's show. And until next time,
keep smoking.
The clouds when we're together, just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet.